Thank you, saints of God and Pastor Kewin, for allowing me to preach the word of God to you. I usually say that at the end of my message that God's laid on my heart. And I want to emphasize that this is not my message. This is a message that the Almighty has laid on my heart to share with you. I know that it came from him, because I didn't hear a small, still voice. I know that it came from him because it's according to the Holy Bible. It's according to the Word of God. So if you would open your Bibles to the New Testament, to the book of Romans, chapter 4. Passages of scripture that me and Brother Sergio has been studying together. Thank you, sir. And God speaks to us, and he's spoken to me and laid this on my heart. If I had to put a title to this message, it would be, well, preach the word. I've known a lot of preachers through a lot of years and some pastors and all, and they preach. And they can excite the crowds, and they even entertain, and they use the word of God. But then, Jesus! Cristo, he said to preach the word. If I had to put a title to this message, even what I just said kind of sums up the message, but the title to this message would be Believe God. If you're here and you're saved tonight, it's because you believed God. You put your faith, your trust, your hope in him. Now it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. We know that as the great faith chapter. But it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's bow our heads. Merciful God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Merciful God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Merciful God, in the name of Cristo, thank you. Thank you for the privilege and the opportunity and the time that we have to edify the church, edify ourselves, to expound thy word. You see, I believe as the word gives credit to itself, that thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. For thy pleasure I was created. So I seek to do thy pleasure right now, Lord God, even from the engrafted word, the King James Version of the Bible that you have authorized to an English and to a Spanish-speaking people, Lord God, that you've authorized to whosoever will, fill me with thy Holy Spirit as the preacher teacher tonight. Fill them with thy Holy Spirit that they'd have ears that can hear, eyes that can see, a mouth that can speak, because your word says in Romans 10:11, they that believe on him are not ashamed. Thou art magnified above all, Lord Jesus. Use me now in a mighty, miraculous, an eternal way, and if there be somebody within the sound of my voice that does not know forgiveness of their sins, use me to bring that about, Lord God. Maybe there's somebody that knows you and knows forgiveness of their sins, but they're backslidden. You said, except thou repent, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of God. So I pray that repentance would come about. Not because of me. I could not save myself. I can't save anyone else. But because of Jesus. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cristo Jesus. That's how a man is saved. Your word says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say, amen. Amen. Believe God. Believe God, if for no other reason that he is God. The Bible had said, and when we used to have family devotional, when they were little, and my daughter, she can verify this, maybe she was no more than 10 years old. I stood in my living room, and I had told them, and I'm not trying to give myself credit or glory, but I know that God laid this on my heart. And I said, Yolanda, Anita, Pablo, my son's middle name, I said, how would you and like to know more than some of the greatest college professors and all that ever lived? And that, yeah, Dad, we want to know. I said, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I said, do you believe that? And they say, yeah, Dad. They said, you said it. And I said, no, but believe it because it's the word of God, because God said so. Because if you believe Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, then that sets the platform, that sets the stage so that you read, or I should say you believe the whole rest of the Bible. Do you know where the theory of evolution comes from? Darwinism, it's called. The Big Bang Theory. Because when people read from Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, they said no. Not to take too long, but I start my message with this, is if you ever said no to anyone at any time, never, ever, ever say no to God. You say, I don't understand everything the Bible says. But you know what the Bible says? As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. When you was a baby, you didn't understand how to eat, how to drink, how to breathe. But you did it. You didn't understand it, but you did it in a way you believed it. And you grew. Some people have said, you know, Brother Leon, if I knew the Bible the way you did, I wasn't born with a Bible in my hand. I know the Bible from reading it. I know the Bible from studying it. I know the Bible from being around Christians, fellow saints, just like you. I know that the Bible is true. So again, I'm just saying what we have to do in order to be saved, in order to please God, is to believe God. That word believe is synonymous with the word trust. It says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord. Not just an itty-bitty bit, but trust in the Lord with all thine heart. See, where I've sinned, where I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, sometimes up until this day. I violated the second part of that verse. The whole verse says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. You know why we can't lean to our own understanding? Why the word of God says that? Because the devil, Satan himself, can control our own understanding. If we lean to our own understanding, we're not believing God. If we know that the Bible says trust in the Lord, but we still lean to our own understanding, then we're saying maybe God is wrong. We're just studying in the book of 1 John chapter 1, which says, if we say we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we say we have no sin, we make him a liar. Not that God would lie, but it's like calling God a liar. Why? Because God says in the same book of Romans chapter 3, okay, if you got your Bibles open, you can look at it. And it's in Romans chapter 3, we're getting started, we're going to be in chapter 4. But it says in chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written, the same words that Jesus used when he was taken up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. If it's written in the Bible, if those words, it is written, was used by our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, then we need to take it as true. It says in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. But you say, hold it, I've done some righteous things. And I know I was pleasing to God. So God is lying. Because he just said, there is none righteous, no, not one. Look at the next verse. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. You say, oh my God. If you believe God, you're saying, oh, my God. If I'm doing what you're saying and what you're saying is right, Brother Leon, and I have it in black and white right in front of me, you're going to say that I am condemned. Because there's a verse in the Bible that says, let God be true. And every man a liar. If we say we're not sinners, if we say we have not sinned, but see, God wants to bring you to that point where you acknowledge him as just, where you acknowledge him as true, where you believe God. The next thing you're going to say to yourself is, what can I do? The word of God says, you hear me keep saying that, I don't want you to think this is what I'm thinking is right, is what the word of God says. What can I do? When God comes back, he told me this. I know, because it's in his word. How? I'm quoting. How shall we escape? How can we get out of this? There is none that understandeth. There is none righteous, no, not one. How can we get out of this without calling God a liar? In other words, how shall we escape? The word of God says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Church, say amen. Amen. Believe God. Romans chapter 4, verse 1. Most of us know the father of many nations, Abraham. And word of God says, what shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaineth to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified, that word means made right, by works, in other words, by something he did, maybe by calling God a liar and declaring, I don't sin. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof the glory. In other words, to take recognition, to take credit, but not before God. There's only one God. For what saith the scripture? God told me to preach the word, so this is important. For what saith the scripture? Look at what it says. Abraham believed God. The title of the message is Believe God. Abraham believed God. You don't work to believe. You might work because you believe. But you don't work to believe. It kind of just happens where something is preached, is taught, is said to you, particularly from the Word of God. And since it is the Word of God, you accept it as true. You hope that it is true. And in Philippians, the Word of God says, hope maketh not ashamed. Abraham believed God, and it was counted. Me and Sergio was talking about that, and he schooled me. He told me, he said that word counted means imputed, or that word imputed means counted. Not trying to give credit to Sergio, but I'm trying to give credit to who Sergio believes in. Jesus. Oh, I love that name. Jesus. Now to him, or Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. He was put into the righteousness of God by faith. Now faith, I already said, is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not yet seen. If you told me that there was an angel sitting on the end of this pulpit in front of me, and I had good reason to believe you, or let's put it this way, if I'm opening my Bible and it says right at this moment there's an angel sitting there in front of you, I have to make a choice. Am I going to go by what the Bible, now I'm being hypothetical, but am I going to go by what the Bible says, the Word of God? Or am I going to go by what I see and don't see? Now, if the Bible had said there's an angel sitting there, you know what I'm going to say? There's an angel sitting there. Because in the Word of God, I found the answer. It says in verse 4, now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace. And see, you want the reward of grace. Because it says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace, your grace is the love of God. Grace is the love of God. For by grace are ye saved. Now God could have left it right there and it would have been fine. But he went on to explain it. You know, a lot of times God explains himself and he don't have to. One time he was asked to explain his name by Moses when he was kind of brand new to the people of Israel. Moses had the Ten Commandments, the tablets, and I can see in my mind's eye, even though the Bible doesn't say that exactly, he started walking down the mountain. And he stopped. And he maybe scratched his head. And he looked back up the mountain to the burning bush. And he said, and I'm putting it in my words, "We don't know you. Who do we say? Who do I tell these people sent me?" In other words, what is your name? And this is Bible. God answered them and he said, "I am that I am. Tell them that I am sent you." God gave him the perfect answer, even though it seemed like to not be an answer at all. There's only one God and one mediator between God and man. That's the God-man, Christ Jesus. If any of this that I'm saying to you from the Word of God is confusing to you, is troubling you, let me give you the words of Jesus. They're in John chapter 14, verse 1. "Let not your heart be troubled." Kind of like saying, don't get upset. Don't be confused. But as it is written, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "Ye believe in God, believe also in me." That's the way of salvation. It's like you got to do two things. First, you can't be an atheist. You have to believe that there is a God. Then secondly, you're halfway there. You have to believe that Jesus is God. You're there. But I'm acting like somebody's arguing with me. They're scratching their head. I see what you're saying, but that's not doing it for me. I wish that Jesus was here. I wish that Jesus could tell me himself. I don't want to believe you, Brother Leon. I want to believe Jesus. But you know what Jesus said unto him? Same book of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said, "I am the way." He didn't say that Brother Leon is the way. He didn't say that Pastor Kewen is the way. He said, "I am the way." And notice this, when I told you about Moses and God, and who did I say sent you? I am. That I am. Now Jesus is saying, "I am the way, the truth. Let God be true and every man a liar, and the light." He said, "No man comes unto the Father but by me." I'm so saved, I couldn't unsave myself. You know why I say that with that confidence? Because I believe God. If I believe myself, there ain't no way that I could be saved. Because of my past, because of my present, and if I live to see another day, I'm sure because of my future. But I'd sing a song, and in part of it goes, "But in the Word of God, I've found the answer. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Let's move along. We're in Romans chapter 4, verse 5. Here's faith. Now, the same book of Romans, I think it's chapter 10, verse 17. The Word of God says, so then faith comes by hearing. You have to hear something. Okay, what do I have to hear? That verse goes on to say, hearing by the Word of God. You have to believe God. You have to take him at his word. Somebody said, I thought we were talking about Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and there was nothing that was made without him, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Why you think I love to shout, Jesus! You just have to believe on that name. Because see, you say, well, that ain't a lot of work, but look at what it says in verse 5. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Y'all say amen. Woo, that's so precious. I got to read that again. But to him that worketh not, doesn't mean we shouldn't work. But we don't work to get saved. We work because we're saved. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Look at verse 7 of our text. This is what David said. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Look at the next verse. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Now, let me tell you something. If you want to impress somebody you're in a courtship with, a man, a woman, family, friend, a neighbor, and you know that they are known, let's say, in that neighborhood or in that church, you want to give them a gift maybe. But one of the first things you do is ask other people, do you know him or do you know her? Says, yep. What is it that they like? What is it they like to say? What is it they like to do? So that you can gain their favor. You want to please them. People say, I want to do God's will. I want to please the Father. I want God to be happy with me. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Where does it say in the Bible? Now, if you use that analogy that I just told you, you need to find out what pleases God. And then you need to get into that, to him, whoever it is. When Jesus was baptized at the River Jordan by John, the Bible says that he rose up out of the water and the Spirit, like a dove, lighted down upon him. Now listen to this. You look it up. Then a voice came from heaven. I wish I could imitate that voice. But it's in the Word of God, so when you read it, it's your voice. But a voice came from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I'm going to say it again. Why do you think I shout, Jesus? Because that's pleasing unto God. We accept who pleases God We accept him. What did Jesus say? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now look at verse 13. For the promise, talking about Abraham, that he should be heir of the world, was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Look at verse 18. See, this is the credit given to Abraham. I remember when me and Sergio were studying this. Who against hope believed in hope. You know, there's a verse, I might not be quoting it directly in the Bible, that says, what do you hope for something that you have seen? That takes no faith. I come in this door, I'm hoping that there's seats, there's pews. And I'm hoping, and I say, you know, wow, I hope there's somewhere to sit down. I say to Christina, I hope they, let's say she's standing at the door. Hi, how are you? She'll tell me, God bless you. I hope that there's somewhere to sit down. And somewhere strong enough to hold me. She would probably look at me and scratch her head. He'd say, Brother Leon, why are you hoping for that? You can see it. You can test it. You've been here before. See, we don't hope for that which we know and we have seen. We hope for that that we have not seen. I learned so much, that's why I keep using him, but I was talking to our brother Sergio, and I asked him this question, and he'll verify that. I said, I want to ask you a pointed question, and I want you to answer me as honestly as you can. And he said, okay. I said, have you ever seen, taste, touch, smell with your senses Jesus Christ? He said, no. I said, so why do you believe in him? He thought for a moment. He said, because he is the Son of God. All right, Sergio. You see, that's what hope is. Hope is not a pew that's there, that's been there, that's solid. That's hoping in something, believing in Jesus. And you've never seen Jesus. But because of what the Word of God says, you believe in Jesus Christ. The just, that means the justified, the Bible says, shall live by faith. That's trust, that's belief, that's hope that the Word of God is true, that Jesus is real. You know, you have people that tell you, oh, I don't believe the Bible. I don't care what version it is. I don't believe it. Why not? Because it was written by man. And it was tampered with. Jesus was not written by man. Jesus was not tampered with. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not would be, maybe not could be, maybe so, maybe not. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe God, believe God, believe God. What I'm doing is written in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, and the Word of God says this. Being confident of this very thing, that he which have begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Being fully persuaded. Now we're going to close. going to Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. And in order to close, we're packed with so much scripture here. Each verse, each word could be a sermon, could be a message in itself. But we won't do that tonight. I don't want to get you to the point to where instead of saying amen, you're saying So Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? What things? The things that Brother Leon's been saying? No. Brother Leon's preaching the word. So it's what God, it's what Jesus has said. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Is God for us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Think about it. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? One of the greatest men that ever lived besides Jesus Christ was Job. He laid everything to him. But look at how it ended, how it happened. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. There's no one more important, to put it mildly. There's no one higher than him. Who is he that condemneth? Another word in the Greek for that word condemneth is judgeth. So I'm not changing it. If I read it and said it, said, who is he that judgeth? God, I talk about myself. Before I got saved and after I got saved, boy, was I a judge. And if it wasn't according to the word of God, then I was an unrighteous judge. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. That simply means prays for us, intercedes, comes in between us and the wrath of the Father, and makes us acceptable unto God. Now let's go ahead and close. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? See, it says nakedness. That means you cannot own a pair of Nikes, but it's still not going to separate you from the love of God. Amen? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. It would have been enough if God said we're conquerors. But no, his word says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You remember I said being confident in this very thing? Oh, my God. If y'all could read this with me. I am persuaded. I am persuaded. Brother Leon is persuaded. But this is the word of God. It's not just to me. When you read it, it still says, I am. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ. Cristo, Jesus.
Our Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, I rest God's case. Thank you.